Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
So if you're getting ready to go see your family for Thanksgiving, you better stop what you're doing right now and you better run out and you better go get the vaccine right now. Because if you don't, there will be hell to pay. That is the new message from Dr. Fauci and the White House. Now, if you're having deja vu or PTSD from exactly what they said a year ago and you're saying, wow, this seems awfully familiar, you're right. Let me remind you of what Fauci had to say a year ago. This was for last Thanksgiving. This was for last Christmas. As we had the NBC, ABC, CBS news exclusives, Dr. Fauci sitting down to set the record straight on what's going to happen this holiday season.
Be very proud, Dr. Fauci. Very quickly before we let you go this morning, a final message, a final plea before Christmas to anyone who is listening right now.
Yeah.
Final plea, folks, a final message before you might kill your loved ones, you might kill grandma, you might all die. We're going to give you a final opportunity, a final message to get it right, folks. And this is, again, last Thanksgiving, last Christmas. Same guy, elected by no one, dictating to all of us what we can and cannot do. Telling you, you just got to listen to science. Same dude that told you masks didn't work, then told you to wear multiple masks. Same guy who said just wear the mask and we'll flatten the curve in 2 weeks. Same guy that said this will be over soon. Same guy that lied to you about where this actually came from. Lied about gain-of-function research. Lied about your tax dollars going to Wuhan. Lied about what actually happened in China with the Wuhan virus because he was willing to protect his friends over there and protect the money that he was sending over there than protecting you and your family. Who gets to dictate to you everything. Who makes more money than any other government official, and again, he is elected by no one, but has more power than Joe Biden right now. 1 year ago, here's what he said.
You know, please do what I suggested for Thanksgiving. We don't want to cancel Christmas, but you have to tone down plans, try to minimize travel, and try to avoid large congregations of people indoors. You know, the dinners that have 20, 25 people. You know, we know how difficult it is in a wonderful season like Christmas to tone down these kinds of things. But we really do need to hang in there. As you know, and as you reported correctly, the situation now of the amount of infection in the community is really rather high. We're in a precarious situation. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Sooner or later, hopefully sooner, within the next several months, vaccines are going to make a serious, important, positive impact. But until then, we really need to adhere to good, prudent public health practices.
Dr.
There it is. That was a year ago. Has anything changed? A lot of people got vaccinated. Has anything changed moving into the holidays? No. No. In fact, now we're going to change the definition of what it means to be fully vaccinated. You can lose your fully vaxxed status now. Fauci says he's working hand-in-hand with the White House and the President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, he says, quote, is open to changing the definition of fully vaccinated to now include boosters.
We're going to follow that very carefully, Dana, and that's what we say, that's what we mean when we say we let the science and the data follow. So we're going to take a look right now at what the durability is of the booster, and we're going to follow people who get boosted. We don't know right now. You have to be perfectly transparent and honest.
That's a novel idea. This guy's now touting that we need to be perfectly transparent and honest. Guy that lied to you about gain of function research, lied to you about funding, lied about the Wuhan lab, lied to you and said he thought this came from a wet market when he knew it didn't, refuses to ask tough questions of China because he already knows the answers. And now he says we have to be transparent and clear and honest. Really?
We're going to be doing the best we can to keep the American public optimally protected. If that means that that's going to be a boost that will absolutely everyone will have to have, then so be it. We'll do it that way. But it will be guided by the science. And people should not be put off by the fact that as time goes by and we learn more and more about the protection, that we might modify the guidelines. That's what we've been saying all along by follow the science. Things change and you have to follow the data.
Let's talk about that science. Let's talk about that transparency that he just mentioned. He says that if you just let the people understand what's going on and you be honest with the people, you and I, that they're going to be more willing to follow you, right? Okay, then I have a question. Why is it that the individuals that he's over are wanting to wait until 2076? Look at the calendar right now. It's 2021. Why is it now that the FDA wants to wait until 2076 when the majority of older people and middle-aged people will be dead based on statistics of age to fully release the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine data? That's right. The same guy that says we need transparency with the people who works for the United States government is now saying the Food and Drug Administration is asking a judge this week if the agency could have 55 years to fully release the data used to license Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine, court documents prove. The FDA's 55-year plan, which I'm 40, I'm going to be 95 when I get this information. If I'm alive, they know I'm probably not going to be. I'll be dead by then. I'll be in heaven. That's when they want to release this. This would put the full release at 2076. This is stemming from a Freedom of Information Act request from a group called Public Health and Medical Professionals for Transparency, which is compromised of at least 30 scientists and professors from universities like Harvard, Yale, Brown, and UCLA. The group says it is a nonprofit that takes no partisan position on the data, but exists solely to obtain and disseminate the data relied upon by the FDA to license COVID-19 vaccines for the sake of transparency. After the FDA denied the group an expedited records request of all data pertaining to the licensing of the Pfizer vaccine, Public Health and Medical Professionals for Transparency filed a lawsuit. This happened in September in the U.S. District Court of the Northern District of Texas. The group contends that reviewing the information will settle the ongoing public debate regarding the adequacy of the FDA's review process. The FDA argued, quote, releasing this data should also confirm the FDA's conclusion that the Pfizer vaccine is safe and effective. They just want transparency. Thus, increased confidence in the Pfizer vaccine. So if you've got nothing to hide, then release the data so that the American people in the world can have confidence in the Pfizer vaccine. The fact that COVID-19 vaccines are being mandated to individuals across the country by federal, state, and local governments, as well as private businesses, is all the more reason why we need to see how the FDA review process worked and what information they received from Pfizer. The FDA filed a reply to the suit in a joint report on November the 15th, saying the agency is requesting 55 years or releasing 500 pages a month because of the large size of the request. They say the request is roughly 329,000 pages, and because it does not have enough staff to complete the request any faster. The nonprofit is requesting the agency release the complete data by March 3rd, 2022. That would be in 108 days. This 108-day period is the same amount of time it took the FDA to review the responsive documents for the far more intricate task of licensing Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. The Pfizer vaccine, the plaintiffs state. Now, let's just recap that real quick. So the FDA filed replied to this suit saying the agency needs 55 years to release the data, 500 pages a month, because the size of the request. But the FDA wants you to believe that they were actually able to not just review, but actually question, do a deep dive into a vaccine that's being mandated on people. And they're claiming they went through 329,000 pages in 108 days. They're saying it's impossible for them to just release those pages to you. And they say in a timely manner, it would actually be 55 years for them to do so. And you wonder why people aren't trusting the vaccines. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. This is just the facts. If you're asking for 55 years to give out this information, that should tell you a lot about what they may be hiding from us. And if you are Pfizer and you're sitting on a multi-billion dollar vaccine, you would think that you'd want transparency with that so that more people would trust your vaccine, so therefore more people would take your vaccine, which would make you billions and billions of more dollars. So the question you have to ask is, okay, so what's in it they don't want us to see, right? Like, what's in this paperwork that they don't want us to see? What is it? I'm curious. Anybody want to answer that question? A lot of people, by the way, should want that question to be answered before they take the jab. There's a lot of people sitting on the sidelines right now not wanting to get the jab, and this is another example of why.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pfizer is doing everything it can to hide from you information. I just mentioned exactly what they're now asking for, which is 55 years to give you all the information on their request for emergency use and ultimately just the vaccine in general. Now, in response to this lawsuit, which is all about transparency, you would think it would be good for business to be transparent. The FDA has now argued that the nonprofit's proposed deadline would, quote, force the FDA to process more than 80,000 pages a month. They say that's a pace which the agency just can't do. They say it would also, quote, raise a significant risk of inadvertent disclosure of records properly subject to examination under the Freedom of Information Act. All right, if I own Pfizer and I have a bunch of data that would show transparency, a bunch of data that would show you how we got to where we are, and a bunch of data that would show people exactly what's going on, and it would make more people want to get the vaccine, right? Make a lot more people want to get the vaccine. Wouldn't I just like hire a bunch of people to run through this stuff very quickly? Because you did all of this when you were asking for the emergency use in 108 days. Hell, let's give them 200 days, 216 days, twice as much time. But they want 55 years. 55 years. I'd be 95 years old when we would actually get all this information. Now, Dr. Fauci, let's go back to him real quick. Dr. Fauci has said that he and the White House are very much open to changing the definition of fully vaccinated. Now, I'm not anti-vax. I've gotten the vaccine, just so you know. Okay? Actually, I got the Pfizer one. I would like to know what's in it. I'd like to know what the review process looked like before I get a booster indefinitely, because if there's anything we've learned over the last week, these boosters are going to be needed basically forever. It could be every 6 months. It could be every year. Now, am I going to keep putting this stuff in my body every 6 months if you're holding things for me for 55 years? I'll answer that question. No. That also means that I would lose my vaccine status. I would go from fully vaccinated to unvaccinated based on what Dr. Fauci said. And Dr. Fauci has made it clear that he and the White House, and he says, well, Biden is open to changing the definition of fully vaccinated to include boosters. I bet you he is. And the reason why is because he's taking his orders from Fauci.
We're going to follow that very carefully, Dana, and that's what we say, and that's what we mean when we say we let the science and the data follow. So we're going to take a look right now at what the durability is of the booster. And we're going to follow people who get boosted. We don't know right now. You have to be perfectly transparent and honest. We're going to be doing the best we can to keep the American public optimally protected. If that means that that's going to be a boost that will absolutely everyone will have to have, then so be it. We'll do it that way. But it will be guided by the science. And people should not be put off by the fact that as time goes by and we learn more and more about the protection, that we might modify the guidelines. That's what we've been saying all along, by follow the science. Things change and you have to follow the data.
Here's my question. Things change and we should follow the data. So why won't you let me see the data? Why won't you let me follow the science? Why won't you let me have the opportunity to read 200 and something thousand pages that you guys went through in 108 days? Now, these, quote, protected records would include trade secret information and personal privacy information of patients who participated in the clinical trials the FDA is also arguing. So you need 55 years to undo that when you slammed it together in a matter of moments? Here's the other chilling part. The FDA does not have the personal resources, they say, in its Freedom of Information office to process the plaintiff's requests at a rate of more than 80,000 pages per month. So you guys can give vaccines emergency use status and run through all the data, 200 something thousand plus pages in 108 days, but you don't have the personnel to just read those pages and release them to the public. Well, that's scary as hell, literally. They say the plaintiff's Freedom of Information Act request is being processed by the Access Litigation and Freedom of Information Branch. They call it the branch in the FDA's Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research. The branch has a total of 10 employees, they say, including the director and two trainees. So in other words, they're actually telling you that we're like stupid, understaffed, and little. the same organization that we're supposed to believe did a peer critique of Pfizer and 200 plus pages of data in 108 days and then gave emergency use to a vaccine, they're now saying they don't have the manpower to give it to us and they need 55 years to do it. Quote, increasing the volume of more than 80,000 pages per month is such a rate that is even possible, and it's likely not, they said, as plaintiff's requests result in plaintiff monopolizing essentially all of the FDA's resources and leaving little resources to process other Freedom of Information Act requests. So let me get this straight. The biggest deal in the world right now is the vaccine. The biggest issue facing the world right now in real time is COVID-19. And the biggest issue that everybody wants to know about, and you guys are demanding that we get boosters and we get the vaccine and you're mandating them, but you don't want to take the time to give us the data so we can see what's in the information given to the FDA when you guys gave emergency use? Come on. Really? Quote, indeed, the D.C. Circuit has recognized that another agency's policy of processing 500 pages per request per month serves to promote efficient responses to a large number of requesters. So the government seems to be already bailing them out on this. The nonprofit, in its reply, emphasized the urgency of the release, noting that the ability for a majority of Americans to participate in civil society and events and event the exercise of basic liberty rights are now contingent on receiving a product, this product. So when the government tells you, well, we have all these other Freedom of Information Act requests and those need to have the same ability to get reviewed as this does, I mean, let me just be very clear and blunt. This is exactly why so many people don't trust the government, don't trust Fauci, and do not trust the vaccine. This is why. I can tell you I am, quote, fully vaxxed, and if I lose my vaccine status, I knowing now this makes me way less likely, okay? Way less likely to get a booster, because I also know that the booster is only going to be good for, I think, 6 months. That's what they're telling me. It's only 6 months. Well, it could be more, but we're not really sure. I mean, it might be more, but it might not be more. Could be less. We don't really know. Could be indefinite. But what we do know is the White House is open to changing the definition of fully vaccinated. And this is supposed to get the rest of America to go get vaccinated. This conversation, this tells you exactly the intent of this administration. They are going to run over you with a bulldozer, and then they're going to pummel you. And they're going to run back over your body again and again and again and again and again until you do what they tell you to do. That's it. There's nothing else to say, folks. No, we're not going to tell you how we got to where we're supposed to get. No, we're not going to tell you how we got from point A to point B. No, we're not going to tell you what's actually going on. We're not going to do any of it, folks. None of it. Because we don't have to. Because we can just hide behind everything. We can hide behind data for 55 years, and in the meantime, we'll take away all of your rights, and we'll make sure that you cannot function. That's what they're saying.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to go back to Fauci from a year ago to just, again, put an exclamation point on the insanity of what they are saying compared to the reality of what they're giving us when it comes to information. A year ago, Fauci was terrified that Christmas was going to kill everybody. And it was going to be worse than Thanksgiving, right? Because right after Thanksgiving, they had the death counter up. Coronavirus death pandemic numbers. Total cases, 14,761. Deaths, 282,000. Right before the election, these numbers are up on the screen. Hey, Fauci, let's talk about this. Are you worried about Christmas?
What are your concerns about Christmas, Dr. Fauci?
My concerns, John, are the same thing of the concerns that I had about Thanksgiving, only this may be even more compounded because it's a longer holiday. With Thanksgiving, you know, it was just the end of the week and then you go back to work the next week. With Christmas, it starts several days before. It goes through Christmas, the week after Christmas, into New Year's and the New Year's holiday. I think it could be even more of a challenge than what we saw with Thanksgiving. So I hope that people realize that and understand that as difficult as this is, nobody wants to modify, if not essentially shut down, their holiday season. But we are in a very critical time in this country right now. We've got to not walk away from the facts and the data. This is tough going for all of us.
So what has actually changed in the last year? I'm serious. What has actually changed in the last year? Has anything changed? Millions and millions and millions of people got the vaccine. But you guys are still telling us that the world's going to end. That's what's happening. The rest of the world, by the way, is totally losing their minds. Around the world, there's other countries right now that are actually transporting, using the military to label people as vaccinated and unvaccinated, and then transferring positive COVID cases. The military and the army is now doing this in different parts of the world. Go look at Australia and what they're dealing with right now. Look at other countries. It's insane what's happening right now. And then there's the other part about natural immunity. Dr. Atlas was on Fox News Channel this weekend, and he was railing against the fact that the COVID-19 squad, right, the Dr. Fauci's, the Burks, Biden administration, Pfizer, BioNTech, all of these, Moderna, they're all refusing to admit that there is some sort of natural immunity when it comes to COVID. And if you get it, especially if you get the Delta variant, doesn't matter. You got to get the jab.
Consistent pattern of ignoring the facts. I mean, by the way, many countries in the world use 3 feet. They did from the beginning. including, and to this day now, 6 feet, the studies have come out, as you just mentioned, saying that there was no difference between 6 feet and 3 feet because much of the infection is spread through simply breathing aerosolized gases, basically. And yet we never change a policy. We never change the policy on stopping this fanatic wiping of surfaces. You go on an airplane, not only have they already cleaned the surfaces, then the people are grabbing alcohol pads. You know, we sit here and double down on the lowest risk environment. Schools are very low risk. Healthy children have an extremely low risk of the disease, and they only rarely spread the disease. This is proven for over a year and a half, yet we double down on schools. Airlines, there's never been significant outbreaks of cases. This is before vaccines. Everyone's vaccinated now, yet we double down on airlines. You hear every 5 minutes an announcement about putting masks on between chewing, bites of food. I mean, this is a complete denial of science, a complete denial unique to the United States, by the way, of just ignoring the natural immunity after recovering from the infection.
Yes, just ignoring it. But hey, get the jab. You're going to lose your status. You're going to kill grandma. Now they're going after air travel. We got this big Thanksgiving travel. Secretary of Transportation, the dude who took 2 months off when he didn't birth a child, was on Meet the Press. And you can see that these stars are starting to align before Christmas. MSNBC, Meet the Press. Chuck Todd is laying the groundwork for what's coming. And I'm going to call it right now. And I'm going to tell you right now, I believe that Secretary Pete and this administration is going to, at some point in the near future, and my guess would be probably before Christmas, is going to mandate to get on flights, you got to be vaccinated.
There is not a vaccine requirement for air travel. Why not?
Well, there is when it comes to international travel. When it comes to domestic travel, we found other strategies are highly effective, including masks and those protections. Meanwhile, of course, we have employers both inside the travel agency, travel industry, and just across the country advancing vaccines. And that is creating a very safe travel environment for Americans.
So it sounds like you don't want to implement a vaccine mandate for domestic air travel. I guess why not? Other than you're nervous about doing something that's politically divisive, I guess. But if we're trying to get to the end of this pandemic, continuing to have sort of loopholes to avoid a vaccine seems to elongate this pandemic.
Well, what we're doing right now is working to make air travel safe. Again, it's a little bit of a different picture, of course, when you have international travel, because different countries have different standards, which is why, as part of opening our travel again for international travelers, something I was delighted to see happen earlier this month, we did include those vaccine requirements. But between the masking and the other mitigations, we're very confident in the safety of air travel and travel generally in this country.
The media isn't. Nuh-uh. And I'm just telling you right now, they're going to come for this. This is about dividing the country into two different groups, the have and the have-nots. You will have your rights given to you if you comply with the jab and the boosters. Fauci was also on TV and just made it like randomly drop this bombshell that, hey, you're going to have the need for yearly COVID inoculations. The boosters might increase the vaccine's, quote, durability. Now, if you want to know how we got this vaccine, don't worry. We're not going to tell you. It'll take 55 years for those records to come out.
Durability of that protection is. And as we always do, you just follow and let the data guide your policy and let the data guide your recommendations.
Let's talk about later on. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla recently said there's a high chance boosters would be needed annually. Do you think that's a possibility, or do you believe it might be even sooner, like every 6 months?
Now, think about if you're Pfizer. Wouldn't you love for people to have to come get your shot every 6 months? Certainly every year indefinitely. You don't need to do anything else if you're Pfizer. The amount of money you're going to make off this, it's game over. I mean, it's literally game over. You don't have to. You can own this thing, folks. You can own this thing forever. I don't trust these companies. There's too much money. There's too many billions of dollars. Forget that. There's too many, let's just be real, hundreds of billions of dollars. Of course they're going to want you to get a vaccine booster. And listen to Fauci's response.
You know, we follow the data, and there's always, it's so easy to predict.
By the way, I love that. We follow the data, except when it comes to natural immunity. We follow the data, except if it points to Wuhan Lab of Virology with gain-of-function research. We follow the data, unless it's something we can't make money off of.
Martha, about how often you would need it. We would hope, and this is something that we're looking at very carefully, that that third shot with the mRNA not only boosts you way up, but increases the durability so that you will not necessarily need it every 6 months or a year. We're hoping it pushes it out more.
We're hoping, but maybe next year we'll be talking about booster number 5 or booster number 6 or booster number 7 or booster number 8 or booster number 9 or booster number 22. But we know one thing, if you want transparency, don't worry, we're going to give it to you. We're going to give it to you in 55 years. That's how long it'll take for you to get transparency on how the FDA greenlighted the Pfizer vaccine and other vaccines. You want the documents? We need 55 years to give them to you. And you really think that this game plan is going to get the majority of Americans vaccinated? Now, the reason why this is their game plan is because they're planning on giving all of us no choice but to get vaccinated, or you won't be able to have a life. You won't be able to participate in society.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So if you're traveling for Thanksgiving and you're angry about the price at the pump, just buy an electric car. That's exactly what Joe Biden is now telling Americans who are angry over the price at the pump. And that's not all that is happening. Joe Biden seems to understand what's on the teleprompter when it comes to instructions and what's on the teleprompter that he's supposed to read. This is the guy who's in charge of our energy policy. Now, I'm going to play for you a quote at the White House from the president as he had nothing more than a Ron Burgundy moment. If you've ever watched Anchorman, you know what I'm talking about. He was reading a speech about gas prices off the teleprompter. trying to assure Americans that him releasing strategic oil reserves was going to make the price of gas go down, which guess what? It didn't. Price has actually gone up since he did this. He's at the mercy of OPEC. We all know that now. And he was trying to let you know before Thanksgiving, before he left early for Nantucket, that he was going to do something about the gas prices, a problem that he literally created. So Biden was there reading from the teleprompter. And at the very end, you're going to hear him read where it said in parentheses on the teleprompter, end of quote. He was reading a quote. It's not a joke. This is the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States of America, with another gaffe as he appears to read the instruction off the teleprompter.
And by the way, you may have heard the CEO of Walmart yesterday on the steps we've taken. He said, and I quote, "The combination of private enterprise and government working together has been really successful." He went on to say, "All the way through the supply chain, there's a lot of innovation. Because of the actions we've taken, things have begun to change." End of quote.
End of quote. Did you hear that at the very end? End of quote. Yeah, I'm gonna play that for you again. Just listen. It's amazing. End of quote.
End of quote. Change. End of quote.
End of quote. So he actually reads on the teleprompter where it says end of quote, telling him that he stopped reading the quote. And that's the guy that's supposed to be fixing all of our problems. So let's talk about these problems. We've got a supply chain issue right now. And basically, the Biden administration has now said supply chain be damned. The Biden administration doubling down now, saying they will require Canadian truck drivers to get vaccinated to cross the U.S. border, despite the fact that the supply chain across the United States continues to hurt American consumers with skyrocketing prices. Now, to make things worse, starting January the 22nd, the Biden administration will demand, will require non-resident truck drivers as well as government and emergency response officials to be fully vaccinated in order to cross the U.S. border. Now, if you come across the southern border, you do not have to be vaccinated. If you're an illegal immigrant and we catch you, we are not going to force you to get vaccinated, just so you know. But if you want to drive a truck across the border and do it the legal way, you must be fully vaccinated coming from Canada. Make any sense to you? Of course not, right? Senior administration officials said the requirement, which the White House previewed back in October, brings the rules for essential travelers in line with those that took effect earlier this month. They say for leisure travelers, unless you're an illegal immigrant, nothing applies to you. When the U.S. reopened its borders to fully vaccinated individuals. That's how the Star Tribune is spinning the story. Now, I say that to also remind you that Joe Biden's not the only stupid person in the White House right now. Joe Biden's energy secretary, the woman who's actually in charge of the energy sector, failed to answer the question, a simple question, about the oil industry. She was asked to the White House a simple question, and the energy secretary, the smartest people that you can find to be in a cabinet, couldn't answer this question.
There are various figures about this, so I'm curious if you know, how many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
Let me make sure you can hear that. How many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume a day? Now, if you're the Energy Secretary of the United States of America, that is a question you should know. I want to make this clear. I'm not trying to do like, you know, be annoying. All right. I'm a realist here. I don't expect to know the exact barrel count down to like the last barrel. But I do expect her to have a range like 5 million to 6 million barrels a day or 5 million to 5.5 million barrels a day. Whatever the number is, she should be able to at least round it and be in the ballpark of it. So the White House understands that there's a lot of Americans are upset right now with gas prices. They understand they all want to go home for Thanksgiving. They want to get to Nantucket early. They have the president talk about gas prices. He says, hey, let's take some of the oil from the oil reserves. We'll chunk it out to the marketplace because then at least people stop complaining about this around the Thanksgiving dinner table. And we'll have a White House briefing and we'll bring in the energy secretary. And the energy secretary of the United States of America under Joe Biden can't answer a basic question.
Barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
I don't have that number in front of me. Sorry.
So some suggest it's about 18 million, which would suggest you're releasing less than 3 days worth of supply from the petroleum reserve.
She doesn't have that number, 18 million. So the reporter says, you guys just released a bunch of oil from the oil reserve, and it's about a three-day supply, which is going to have no impact on the market. And not only that, now the rest of the world knows that Joe Biden's energy secretary does not know how many barrels of oil the U.S. uses per day. And she admitted it, that she didn't know off the top of her head how many barrels of oil the United States economy consumes per day. Quote, I don't have that number in front of me. I'm sorry, she replied when asked from a CBS reporter during the briefing. Now, CBS isn't trying to, like, I get you, right? It's CBS. CBS reporter O'Keefe told the energy secretary the number was around 18 million and asked how Biden's decision to release 50 million barrels of oil from the strategic oil reserve would solve the problem of high gas prices that he promised were going to come down immediately. Energy Secretary said that Biden would release the oil from the strategic oil reserve over a period of weeks and that it would be thoughtfully done to lower prices. OPEC laughed because 50 million barrels in the grand scheme of consumption is nothing. This is a joke. Okay, this is like trying to take a water hose to a 20-alarm fire. It's worthless. She also, the energy secretary, refused to detail a specific timeline for Americans to start experiencing lower gas prices, saying, quote, they were hopeful that it would help. Hopeful. They don't even know. Now, the other part about this, and I want you to think about the logic here, it is scary that you have an energy secretary that doesn't know what the average consumption of number of barrels per day in a country where then they decide to arbitrarily release 50 million barrels. This is insane. So you just randomly picked a number so that you could have a press conference before Thanksgiving so you could go on vacation early. That's what you did. That's what you have to offer here. That's what you did. Wow. Great work, guys. You guys are clearly on top of things. We got a president that doesn't even know when the quote ends, and they put up their end of quote, and he reads it in the teleprompter as end of quote. So he doesn't even realize that he's not supposed to read that part when he's reading from the teleprompter. And he's read from a teleprompter the majority of his life. He's losing his mind. He has no idea what's going on. He has no clue. It's ridiculous. Then you got an energy secretary that doesn't know what she's doing either. Doesn't even know the basic consumption of the number of barrels of oil in America. How do you not know that? How does someone not brief her on that? How do you not ask that question? If you're going to release 50 million barrels into the country, and this is only semantics, right? And we know that now. They picked a random arbitrary number. And they threw that number out there and they said, hey, here's a number. We'll chunk it out there, see what happens. And we'll go from there. We'll act like we're doing something even though we're not doing anything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It is the Ben Ferguson Show. It is nice to have you with us. Not only is the White House trying to pull this charade with, hey, we just released 3 days' worth of oil, and that's somehow going to fix all your gas problems at the pump before Thanksgiving, so you won't rip on this administration with your family when we all congregate for Thanksgiving, which they try to cancel, by the way, because of COVID-19 again. But they truly believe that you're going to be dumb enough to buy that this is actually doing something when it's not. Donald Trump did a send-out interview and got in on part of this. And here's what he had to say about the bigger problem, which is the Green New Deal that the Democrats are obsessed with, that Biden's trying to push through. And the fact that they've destroyed this country's energy independence overnight and undid everything that Trump actually did to give us low gas prices and energy independence.
Well, the new Green Deal is nonsense. It was conceived by AOC, who I don't think she ever studied the environment in college even, but it was just, I thought it was a hoax when it first came out. And, you know, they talked about cows originally and no windows in buildings and all sorts of things. So they've modified it a little bit, but you know where they want to go. But, you know, the Green New Deal, we're spending money and just like throwing it out the window. And we're allowing other countries under what's going to be passed to totally surpass us. You know, we have this great asset. It's called energy, gold. It's liquid gold. It's under our land. China doesn't have that. Other countries don't have that. And they're trying to take that away from us and give us wind. Well, wind is ruining our beautiful prairies and our beautiful fields and lands and everything else. And it's killing our birds. And it's the most expensive energy you can have. There's nothing even close. And those turbines are all made in China and in Germany. And it's ridiculous, frankly, and it's really hurting us. You see what happened in Texas, where the windmills froze, and they're sitting on top of natural gas, which costs almost nothing. You know, when you see those big flames on the top of the wells, those flames, that's energy that's being burned because we have so much of it. We became the number one producer in the world. We would have been had I been rightfully elected. We would have been number one by a number that nobody's ever believed. In fact, we would have, at the end of my term, we would have been bigger than Russia. And if you take a look, Russia and Saudi Arabia combined, we were energy independent for the first time. I know you say in 70 some odd years, I think maybe ever, but we were energy independent, Sean. That was a great thing. I considered that a great achievement. We had ANWR in Alaska, which was approved. Which, thanks to Lisa Murkowski and a very bad decision she made, they ended that. This was, they've been trying to get, this is the largest field perhaps in the world, perhaps bigger than Saudi Arabia, and they ended it. They've been trying to get it since Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan couldn't do it. I got it. And then they just ended it, the Biden administration. Gas was at gasoline $1.83 or $1.86 when I left. A gallon, and now it's at $7.70 in California, in different places in California, and it's heading that way everywhere, and it's going to go a lot higher than that, and we're asking OPEC for help. We didn't need OPEC anymore.
We didn't need OPEC anymore. He's right, by the way. Now, Harris, just so you know, is also in on this hypocrisy, which the media is not going to talk about. Kamala Harris actually slammed Trump for refilling our oil reserves that now Joe Biden and the Harris administration literally just drained. That's right. Vice President Kamala Harris, and the media knows this, they could report on this, but they're not doing it on purpose. Her hypocrisy was on full display as President Joe Biden raided our oil reserves despite her having slammed President Trump in 2020 for refilling them when the oil prices were cheap. Quote, absolutely unacceptable, she said at the time, that Trump is prioritizing businesses and state and local governments, Harris tweeted in 2020 during the pandemic. Trump refilled the oil reserves during the pandemic when prices were three times less than Tuesday's price when she said this, at $3.40 a gallon, according to AAA. The low prices were threatening American producers' ability to compete with the deep pockets of OPEC, which have no interest in competing with American oil producers. The market, by the way, was unimpressed by the release of just 50 million barrels, but we now know how they came up with that number. They pulled it out of their rear ends. And the reason why they pulled it out of their rear ends the way that they did is because you have an energy secretary that doesn't even know how many barrels of oil we use in a day. She doesn't even know, folks. She has no idea. Can't tell you the answer to that. Doesn't know.
It's about this. So I'm curious if you know, how many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
I don't have that number in front of me. Sorry.
So some suggest it's about 18 million, which would suggest you're releasing less than 3 days' worth of supply from the petroleum reserve.
Yeah, and that's exactly why the backfire has happened. Oil prices soared as the market rejected Biden administration's strategic reserve pull because they were like, oh my gosh, this is how stupid they are. They think they can just randomly drop 50 million barrels of oil and it's going to somehow going to affect the market. And the market realized that this guy has no clue how to stop the problem with rising oil prices. And proof of it is how meaningless the 50 million barrels actually is. So oil prices rose above $82 a barrel right after the Biden administration announced the U.S. and other nations would release tens of millions of barrels of oil from reserves in a ploy to lower prices. The price of Brent sweet crude, the global benchmark, rose by more than 3.3% following the announcement of the U.S. release 3 days supply, 50 million barrels from the strategic petroleum reserves. China, India, South Korea, Japan, and Britain are also planning to release reserves, the White House claims. The price of West Texas Intermediate jumped more than 2.5% to $78.47 a barrel. The Biden administration's hope that the reserve release will tamp down the price of gasoline and combat inflation, which has become a major economic and political headache for this administration, randomly picked a number, had no idea what it would do, and just assumed that they could throw it out there and somehow it would fix the problem. It's not. Inflation has become widespread. In fact, it rose to its fastest pace in decades and appears to be accelerating even further. So Biden sends out a tweet saying, quote, today I'm announcing action to lower the cost of gas and oil for American families. The Department of Energy, the woman who doesn't even know what our daily consumption is, so has no understanding of why she picked 50 million barrels to release, will make available release of 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves to lower gas and oil prices for Americans. Didn't work because you guys don't even understand the business. Let's go back to Harris for a second. Once this straightens out and once you get some demand and then you're going to reduce supply a little bit, it'll equalize and be great again, Trump said in April of 2020 when he bought the oil dirt cheap for our petroleum reserves. We want to remain independent, Trump said at the time. And that is when you had Harris attack. Unacceptable that Trump would prioritize bailing out big oil. No, he bought the oil dirt cheap. He paid three times less than what we're paying right now for the same oil. You're welcome, Harris. The same oil that you and Biden are releasing is the same oil that he bought cheap that you criticized. I want to address another challenge that families are facing, and the one I think they're most focused on right now, high gas prices, Biden said during his live remarks. I'm announcing that the largest ever release in the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help provide the supply we need and recover from this pandemic. This has nothing to do, by the way, with the pandemic. Has everything to do with you guys taking away our ability to be energy independent so we are owned by OPEC. Kevin McCarthy said, quote, Vice President Harris opposed President Trump's decision to fill America's Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the very reserve that President Biden is exploiting for political convenience today. Utter hypocrisy, he tweeted out. Meanwhile, the Biden-Harris administration has sought to destroy the American energy independence during the supply chain crisis. In January, the administration canceled, when they took office, the Keystone Pipeline immediately. And currently, determining whether to shut down another pipeline in Michigan. And instead of taking responsibility for the raging oil prices during this supply chain crisis, produced in large part by the Democrats' unemployment payments, the administration has accused oil companies of earning record high profits and attacking them. In fact, on Wednesday, Biden asked the Federal Trade Commission to, quote, investigate oil companies for anti-competitive behavior. So anytime you don't like what's going on, just investigate people and make up a boogeyman. Biden pleaded, I therefore ask the commission further examine what is happening with oil and gas markets, and that you bring all the commission's tools to bear if you uncover any wrongdoing, Biden pleaded. And if that's not enough, Biden has one more thing he wants you to know about. If you don't like high gas prices, you can save money if you buy an electric car. So there's that. Yeah. I know you don't like these gas prices. I get it. I'm sorry. But if you really want to save some money, you'd save a lot of money if you own an electric car. You're welcome. He said that while he was driving the $112,000, $595 electric Hummer pickup he test drove at the General Motors factory in Detroit. For the hundreds of thousands of folks who bought one of those electric cars, they're going to save $800 to $1,000 in fuel costs this year, Biden said. The car only costs $112,000. No big deal. Everybody just go buy one. It's fine. That's their game plan, folks. Hope everyone will share this podcast. Let everybody know about this scumbag district attorney and what he's all about. We need to expose him and make sure everybody knows who this guy is and what the left is doing in supporting him. See you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.